Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Being a girl who plays video games can be pretty tough sometimes. Note that I said girl who plays video games and not bloody gamer girl, since that term seems to be now irrevocably associated with dirty bathwater and a Twitch thought turned scam artist. That's just one of the things you get. Others just assume you're trash at the game because of what's between your legs. The only time I ever get any real respect from guys is when I prove I'm actually good at the game we're playing. Not that all guys are like that. I'd actually say that most don't really care that I'm a girl, but when it gets bad, it gets really bad. And sometimes, that's all it takes to ruin the experience for me completely. But there was one incident that occurred while I was playing online that put me off gaming entirely for quite a while. This is the story of Twi'lek Zane. I met Twi'lek Zane one night on Sea of Thieves. For those that don't know, Sea of Thieves is an awesome multiplayer game where a crew of 2 to 4 players take control of their very own pirate ship. I was a huge fan of the Disney Pirates franchise when I was a kid. Still am, I suppose. So the idea of a game like that was hugely appealing to me. I had a lot of fun on Sea of Thieves, for a while anyway. Until one night I found myself on a ship with a crew member called Twi'lek Zane. Zane, as we'll call him, was nice at first. He seemed a little surprised to find himself sailing with a real-life girl, but a lot of people are and just get over it pretty quickly. Zane seemed like one of those guys, kinda quiet but perfectly nice otherwise. He kinda faded into the background for the most part, being overshadowed by much louder, more extroverted crew members that ran around showing off their pet parrots and playing their musical instruments. At one point, after fighting a ship full of skeleton pirates, I needed to regenerate some health. So I go below deck to our little food barrel and pick out a few pineapples to nom on to get myself back to full strength. I made a remark to the guys about eating all the ship's pineapples and how it was making me hungry in real life. They asked what my favorite food was, and my reply is probably in line with like 80% of people everywhere. Pizza, I told them. This sparked off a little debate on ship when one of the crew threw the question out there. How do you feel about pineapple and pizza? Now, unlike most of civilized society, I actually kind of liked Hawaiian pizza. I just can't resist the whole sweet and salty thing that it has going on. But when I tell them that, this sparks off something of a mutiny. The 2 louder crew members start laughing, and one even jumped off the ship, saying he refused to sail with someone who liked pineapple and pizza. It was funny, sure. We had a few laughs. All the while, Twi'lek Zane stayed quiet, not saying a word as we had our little bit of banter. About 45 minutes go by, and I'm getting hungrier and hungrier, so I tell the guys I'm about to jump off to go make some food and that I'd be back on afterward. Then I hear my doorbell. Luckily, my flatmate was home, so I didn't have to worry about rushing off to answer it. So I don't really take much notice of the exchange I can hear through my bedroom door, but I did start to take notice when I heard my flatmate's footsteps coming up the stairs to my room. As she opens the door, I slide off my headphones and there stands my roommate with a pizza box in her hands. It was a godsend to trust my BFF to just know when I was hungry. Or at least, that's what I thought. I was so hungry that I actually cut her off and asked her if I could have a slice of her pizza, as I was absolutely ravenous. She looks confused, then says she was about to ask me the same thing. I'm beyond confused at this point, so I ask the guys on Sea of Thieves to hold on a minute. I mute my mic, then turn back to my friend. My jaw's on the floor by the time she's finished talking. The pizza delivery wasn't for her at all. It was for me. What's more, it had been paid for, and The topping was, you guessed it, ham and pineapple. I felt sick. I told my friend she could have it, that I wasn't feeling very hungry anymore. In a confused voice, she thanks me and turns to leave, but asks me if I'm feeling okay before she shuts the door. I just lie, straight up lie, and tell her I'm fine. Just a bit under the weather, I suppose. When she shuts the door, I get right back on the PC. It was horrible. I found myself asking a question that I already knew the answer to. Did one of you guys order me food? The first two louder sailors said no, with one actually laughing at what seemed like such a bizarre question. But Twi'lek Zane was silent. His character just stood still on deck, quietly watching and listening as the situation unfolded. And then he spoke up. Enjoy, is all he said. I freaked out. I pulled the Ethernet cable out of the back of my computer so hard the connection snapped off and remained in the slot. But it was severed, and that's all that mattered. But it was way too late, and that was the worst thing of all. There was no way for me to know just how much information Zane had acquired just from using my Microsoft ID and IP address. If he managed to work out my home address, what other information had he been able to dredge up? The only comfort I could possibly take in the whole thing was that, because of his accent, I knew he was North American. But that didn't rule out the possibility that he was either living or studying in the UK and was actually much, much closer than I first thought. I barely slept the week that followed. Nightmares came every single night. Nightmares in which I'd wake up to a figure standing over my bed, a crooked smile twisting their lips before they pounced. I'd wake up crying, bedsheets soaked in a cold sweat, with my roommate rushing into my room to see if I was okay. In the end, I told them everything, and they drove me down to the police station immediately. There I spoke to an internet safety officer who was overloaded with cases just like mine, but all they could do was tell me to block the person in question, to possibly avoid the same game as them, but generally to carry on as normal. Basically, there was absolutely nothing they could do, and that's what's so scary, that maybe the internet will never be a safe place for girls like me. No matter what we do, there will always be people whose predatory attitudes seem to override all normal human feeling. The most terrifying day of my life began early one morning in 2015. I don't want to give away too many details. I don't want the person at fault here to be able to gain any satisfaction from this retelling, so I apologize if I seem overly vague when it comes to describing people or places. It all started one afternoon when I decided to unwind after work with some video games. I live with my brother, who finishes his daily shift a few hours after I do. It was his console, so from about 3:30 to 6 p.m. every day, I can actually have that thing to myself without the danger of him claiming it back to play Call of Duty, which he obsesses over. Driving games were more my things, still are, I suppose. I'm a real gearhead, and it was my dream to live out in the California coast, so I guess you can call it escapism. That and the idea of beefing with people over voice chat just didn't appeal to me. But as I came to learn, sometimes it's simply unavoidable. So I'm winning round after round of this particular game when I start getting griefing messages from some salty moron. They weren't happy that I was using a setup that they called OP, and demanded I change my settings to see if I was skilled enough a driver as I thought I was. I sent him back a lol, told him no, and carried on playing. Next round finishes, and this time a flurry of messages start pinging their way towards me at an astonishing rate. I don't know if this guy was using a USB keyboard or whatever, but the grief came thick and fast. At the time, I just thought it was funny how anyone could get so irate over something as small as a video game was beyond me. So, as you can imagine, I just sent a few messages back telling the guy how pathetic I thought he was being. Then the guy just rage quit, or at least I figured he had. He wasn't in the game anymore, and from what I could tell, he was either offline or had blocked me. But he did send one final message before he did. You deserve what's about to happen. Rest in pieces. I have to admit, this did creep me out a little. although I was mainly worried about him, like hacking the console or something. Like I said, it was my brother's, and he would not be happy if someone screwed up his COD sessions. However, a few hours go by, there's no problem with the internet connection or the console, so I figured the guy was just full of hot air and was just trying to scare me. And I just sort of forgot about the whole thing. I remember briefly telling my brother about it when he got home, and he thought the whole thing was funny. But other than that, yeah, it just didn't register with me. We had dinner, watched a little TV, shared some beers, and then went to bed, the usual routine. The next thing I remember was being shaken awake by my brother. There was no light coming through the cracks in the curtains, so I had no idea what time of night it was. But as I'm slowly rousing myself from a deep, dreamless sleep, the fear I heard in his voice had my heart going from 0 to 60. "Wake up! There's people trying to break in," he hissed. When I looked, I saw he had his pistol in his hand. He was deadly serious. This was no dumb prank, and I could see from the look in his eyes that our lives might actually be in danger. Everything was kind of a blur after that. He hadn't called the cops yet. He'd rushed into my room right after he grabbed his gun, so that was the first thing I did. I grabbed my phone and immediately called 911. It's in the middle of explaining to the dispatcher that we were in the middle of a home invasion that I heard my brother scream something about the guys outside being armed. They send me into overdrive. I was pleading with the woman on the other end of the line to send help, but when I told her our street address, she seemed to get all cagey. Right when I was panicking the most, she asked me to hold the line. Instead of reassuring me something, anything to let me know the help was on the way, she literally said, "Hold the line, please, sir." And then silence. Silence until I heard the shots. 5 of them, to be exact. Something that's completely burned in my memory. The distinct pop, 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 pop that I described to the police over and over again. Then there was screaming. My brother barking at the invaders outside. He'd shot at one of them, and his aim had been true. There was more screaming, too. My sister-in-law was hiding somewhere in the house and was wailing with panic now that the shots had been fired. I was so scared I just ran to my closet, crouched down and shut the door. I tried to keep as low as possible while staying on the line with the dispatcher, but each second seemed to drag itself out into an eternity as all I could do was wait and listen. Then I heard the words that made my jaw drop and had me hanging up the phone immediately.
"This is the police. Put down your weapons and surrender to the officers immediately."
Not exactly what was said, but I won't reveal exactly that because they use my real name. I remember seeing my brother on the stoop outside, his hands held high in the air as a few extremely bright lights illuminated and blinded him. I was convinced they were going to kill him. I mean, the shots he'd fired, the ones I thought were aimed at some violent intruder, he'd shot at the freaking cops. Not just shot at them either. He hit one. I know he did. A bunch of times too. As far as I was concerned at the time, he'd killed a cop, and how was he not dead himself? They arrested my sister-in-law and I and took us down to the station. I had no idea what was about to unfold. I was convinced my brother was about to get life in prison for killing a cop. But the truth of the matter and how that situation ended was something I never could have expected. We came to find out that my brother was facing absolutely no charges. None. He had fired at a cop, and I was right, had in fact hit them, but was still facing no charges. It was all because of that video game I'd been playing. The salty guy who was messaging me had somehow found out my IP, then used that to pin down my social media details, which he then used to find out my address. Then, he waited until the following morning to swat us, which he did so with horrifying efficiency. Long story short, because the cops hadn't followed protocol and announced themselves properly, my brother had no idea it was them, hence why he opened fire in the first place. The cop he shot was wearing a state-of-the-art bulletproof vest, military style, with armor plates. Each round hit the plate, so other than some bad bruising, the cop was able to walk away. That night was probably the worst experience of my life, but I still play video games. Whoever it was that almost ruined our lives will never have the satisfaction of thinking he had put me off gaming. I still play, every night almost, and I will continue to do so as long as I'm able.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.